David Beauclair from the Nashville Post joins us. David, welcome back to the show. Appreciate your time. Of course, you know, you covered the Preds and the Titans. I think it's safe to say that it's, you know, it's a huge football town, even more than hockey. Looking at the Titans, what is the biggest weakness right now for them that you feel they need to address in the draft?
Well, they need to get a running back, Jason. That's the big thing. Obviously, they cut Chris Johnson, who has since re-signed with the Jets. They have Sean Green, a guy who's rushed for 1,000 yards twice in 5 seasons in the league. But I think everybody sees him more as a back who's sort of part of a combo as opposed to a guy who's going to give you 250 to 300 carries during the year. So, you know, they have – behind him, they have Dexter McCluster and Leon Washington, who are return men and sort of guys who move around. They need another sort of big between the tackles back to at least split the workload, if not not become a starter sooner rather than later, I would think, for them.
Now, based on past history of the draft, we see a lot of running backs who are successful later on. Do you think they use their first pick on a running back, or will they take one later?
No, I don't think they will, just because, you know, you get the sense and that there are no first-round running backs in this draft. The problem that the Titans have is that they don't have a third-round pick right now because they traded it last year to move up in the second round and get wide receiver Justin Hunter. And I think as you look at the way the draft shapes up, picking somebody in the third round would be ideal for them in terms of getting a running back. So what they're going to do, that, you know, in the second round, they're probably going to have to consider Carlos Hyde out of Ohio State pretty seriously there, or maybe Trey Mason out of Auburn. I think those are the two guys. If they're going to pick a running back there, it'd be one of those two. If they decide to wait until later and try and get one in the fourth round, it's a little more of a crapshoot, and I think that's probably one of the things they'll be weighing very heavily this weekend.
I was looking over a lot of the mock drafts, and a lot of people have different projections, especially once you get to, you know, the 11th and 12th picks. A lot of people seem to think Justin Gilbert's a fit, the cornerback out of Oklahoma State. Do you see that?
Yeah, I do see that. Cornerback is not a position of big need for the Titans. I mean, they've drafted at least one at that spot 13 years in a row. They lost Alteron Verner in free agency, but they have two guys from the last 2 years in Cody Sensabaugh and Bleedy Ray Wilson who they like and who played some last year, and they feel like those guys are ready to become starters. That being said, a guy like Justin Gilbert is the big, really fast cornerback that this team hasn't had in quite some time and might make sense for them at that particular pick, which is number 11 overall.
They've taken an offensive player the last 3 years in the first round. So I don't know if you look at trends. Does that make you lead? You think they're going on the defensive side, or are they still that much weaker offensively?
It's hard to know because you've got a brand-new coaching staff in here and a completely different philosophy in terms of the playbook and those sorts of things. You know, Ken Wisenhunt is a guy who is a former offensive coordinator, probably, you know, if he has a big say, you know, he's probably thinking somebody on the offensive end. But looking at the way the draft is likely to go, I think defense is probably what they would do in the first round. When you're talking about maybe a cornerback, Gilbert or Michigan State's Darquez Denard, they need young help at safety. I mean, they have three old guys in George Wilson, Bernard Pollard, and Michael Griffin, and then sort of nothing behind them in terms of guys they've developed or guys they've prepped for the position. So somebody like Ha-Ha Clinton Dix could make sense for them there at 11. And the other thing is they're transitioning from a 4-3 to a 3-4 look, and you know they need to get one of those pass rushing outside linebackers at some point. So, you know, they certainly didn't have anybody like that on the roster. They signed veteran Sean Phillips in free agency, so that, you know, he's a guy who can sort of bridge the gap between now and maybe a top draft pick this year. So when you look at, you know, when there's a guy like Anthony Barr, for example, out of UCLA might be available at 11. So when you look at how the draft is likely to go, those are the guys. At least one, probably two or more of them are going to be available at number 11, and you start to see where it makes sense for the Titans to to pick on defense first.
David Beauclair joins us talking Tennessee Titans at the upcoming draft. You look down the Titans' draft record the last 7 or 8 years, and you know a lot of their guys, of course, are playing in the NFL, but they don't have a lot of big-name superstars. You know, Jake Locker, maybe it's still a little too early to say, you know, he isn't. He's become better. Kendall Wright, Justin Hunter have had decent early parts of their career. But when you look at their overall draft history and the success of it, David, has it just kind of been average? Have they not been able to unearth those real difference makers in the draft?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. Kendall Wright's a guy who is pretty close to becoming that. I mean, he tied for the league lead in receptions for rookies 2 years ago, put up big numbers last year. You know, Chance Warmack, their first-round pick a year ago, started every game at guard, and certainly, you know, that's not a sexy position, a spot where you're going to put up big numbers. But he's a guy who looks like he could be a Pro Bowler somewhere down the line. I mean, the good news is they still have all their top five picks from 2 years ago. All of the picks from last year made the team in some way, shape, or form. And most of the guys from 2011, you know, they've fortified the roster with the draft, but you're right. You know, they picked the quarterback in the first round in 2011. You need that guy to be a big star. Jake Locker is not that yet. And their second round picks have been just okay in guys like Akeem Ayers and Zach Brown. So, yeah, I think you're very accurate in saying that.
What position don't they need to upgrade at the draft right now?
I think they're pretty good at defensive line in terms of their numbers. They added some free agents last year. They've got a good number of veterans back at that spot, and they've got a guy like Derek Morgan who's been their starting defensive end the last 2 years, who they're trying at that outside linebacker spot, and he's a guy they can move back to the line if they need to. I think you always need help everywhere, but sort of looking at the numbers and where this draft is strong and where it isn't and how this roster lines up, I would say defensive line is their area of least need right now.
I was going back through their draft history, and I was surprised to note that in the last six drafts, they've only drafted three offensive linemen. How come?
Yeah, well, they've signed a bunch in free agency, and you know they added another one this year in Michael Orr, and they added Andy Levitre out of Buffalo last year, who was a starter. So I think they've more gone that route in recent years, where they've tried to find guys on the street as opposed to in the draft. You know, for a long time the theory was with Mike Munchak is the offensive line coach that he could take later round draft picks and turn them into good players. And I think he did that in a lot of cases. But then when Munchak became the head coach, you saw a distinct shift in how they went about getting offensive linemen. It was sort of like they tried to make up for lost time and sign guys who had been first rounders. I mean, each of the last 3 years, in fact, they've signed, they signed Steve Hutchinson, a first-round pick, who was a starter for them in 2012 before he got hurt and ultimately retired. Last year they added Chris Spencer, a first-rounder from 2005, who was an important depth guy who they re-signed this year. And, you know, Michael Orr, a first-round pick for Baltimore in 2010, has been signed this year. So they've sort of gone for the glamour guys that they didn't draft all those years in free agency now, and have sort of retooled the way their line looks that way.
David, quickly, give me your fun prediction. Who do you think they draft at number 11?
Oh, I keep going back and forth on this, Jason, but I'm going to go with Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. I think safety, you know, they're good for now at safety, but the future is not far away at that position, and there's nobody on the roster who is the future, so I'm going to That's a little off the beaten path of most picks, but I'm going with Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
Well, that's a hell of a name, number one. Ha-Ha. Yeah. Whose kid's named Ha-Ha?
Yeah, safety from Alabama. Yeah. They drafted Warmack last year. I think they like those Alabama guys. So, you certainly can do worse than getting guys from that program, I would say.
It's very true, David. Always good to talk to you. Take her easy.
Okay, Jason, have a good afternoon.